A needed break in the weather will occur across the Midwest this week after heavy rains fell during the weekend. And, of course, previous to that, we've had plenty of rain in the heart of the lower eastern Midwest with the ground saturated. Flooding may have occurred over the weekend when over 5 inches of rain was reported in the Paducah, Kentucky area and other areas surrounding that, picking up on 1 to 3 inch plus amounts of rain. Certainly the runoff situation in the lower Ohio River Valley right now is rather significant, and we do expect the drier weather over the next several days to certainly help the situation. We'll see enough runoff take place that the flood potential will diminish once again. We do expect the middle Mississippi and the lower Missouri River valleys to see a fall in river levels as we move forward through the next week. That's a byproduct of the diminishing runoff from recent precipitation and the colder weather that will be in the upper Midwest that will help to accumulate some additional ice on some of those rivers. But the odds here are very good that we'll go through the next full week to 10 days without any real significant storminess in the heart of the Midwest or plains. Now, there will be some occasional snow that will fall across the Dakotas into portions of the Great Lakes region this week. The snowfall is not expected to be very significant. A dusting to an inch and a half may occur in each of the two primary disturbances that are going to work their way through the region. The first little disturbance is expected to push its way through the Dakotas as early as tomorrow into tomorrow night, and will work its way through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan as we move from tomorrow night into Wednesday. The snow accumulations, like I said, will be relatively light and primarily confined to those far northern parts of the Midwest. In the meantime, the remnants of the weekend storm system will generate a couple of new waves of energy from the lower parts of the U.S. Delta into Virginia. Some of these areas will see rain totals of significance running anywhere from 1 to 2.5 inches, and some local amounts getting up over 3 inches. The greatest amount of precipitation will be in Virginia and parts of Tennessee. That's all obviously south of the Midwestern crop areas, and we will see relatively quiet conditions in the lower eastern Midwest. In fact, even the lower western part of the Midwest will be dry as well. The earliest that we could see precipitation coming back across the heart of the Midwest will probably be as we move into the end of next week and on into the following weekend. That's a long ways out in the forecast, and at the moment, there's no really well-organized or high-confident storm system that's slated to come across the region. Our temperatures will end up bouncing around a bit, starting off rather chilly across the region and working their way into a more significant warming trend as time moves along. It was, of course, unseasonably warm late last week, and we'll probably see that return again a little later in the month. Right now, the forecast for the next few days is rather chilly, though. We're expecting to see highs in the teens and 20s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, while 20s and 30s occur in the southeastern parts of the region. As we move on out into the middle and latter parts of this week, 30 and 40 degree highs will occur briefly, but a new surge of cold air is expected to come in as we finish out the work week and move into the weekend. At that time, we'll see highs returning to the teens and 20s in the northwestern parts of the Midwest and 20s and 30s in the south, with lows at night possibly dropping below zero once again in the far northwestern areas. Sub-zero readings are expected to occur tomorrow in the upper parts of the Midwest, and most likely Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas will likely see a similar situation occur as we go into Thursday and Friday. The temperature extremes at that time could drop down below minus 20 in some of the northernmost parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.